serve them for a lifetime. I knew what success was not. I didn't see recommendations, promotions, points, scores, trophies, medals, or money as accurate measurements. Such items may result in status, but status isn't necessarily success. So how could I define success? I began with two principles my dad had passed along to my brothers and me when we were boys growing up on a farm. 1. Don't try to be better than someone else. 2. Always try to be the best you can be. Dad reasoned that whether we were better than someone else should not be a focus because our position in relation to others was out of our control. We could not control another's performance, nor could we control how we would be ranked. All we could do was our best. While Dad urged us to always learn from other people, he also cautioned us against depending upon others to define our self-worth or success. Instead, he wanted us to try very hard to give the best possible effort to become the best we could be and let the results take care of themselves. A poem helped further my understanding of doing one's best. At God's footstool to confess, a poor soul knelt and bowed his head. "I failed," he cried. The master said, "Thou didst